Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Don't want to put your phone down to read a book? You don't have to.
Stop listening to podcasts. Start reading. Plus, I'm going to show you how to get your news in a new way.
And the mystery of weather apps on the Apple Watch. Why do none of them work?
It's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Texture. Access the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, using your smartphone or tablet. Go to texture.com/twit to start your free trial today. I think we're going to have sunny skies. Hello, 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 and welcome to iOS Today. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
And this is the show where we cover all the latest for iOS, which includes iPad, iPhone. We also throw Apple Watch and the Apple TV in the mix just because, really, they're all based on iOS.
Mm-hmm. And we like to talk about them.
Just because Apple changed the nomenclature doesn't mean they're not iOS.
It's true.
Today, we're going to do something very counterproductive. We're going to teach you how to read on your iPad.
I wish we could actually teach people how to read, but...
Actually, they're probably good books. We're not going to teach you how to read because we're going to presume you already know how to read. But I bet there are good literacy programs for the iPad. I bet there are. But we're assuming that you can read. We're going to show you ways to read on the iPad. How about that?
Yes. Let's
do it. Or to support your reading habit.
Yeah. Did you know that Yale researchers have proven that you'll live longer if you read books?
They proved that.
It had helped. Well, no.
Now, that's, I'm guessing, a study they didn't do on rats.
No. First, they taught the rats to read.
Yeah.
It will help you live longer.
Really?
I worded that all wrong. Scientists, I apologize.
I imagine it's good for the brain.
Yeah, I think so. It's good. Well, reading fiction, I think, is good to be more empathetic.
Oh, that probably is true.
Mm-hmm.
Reading nonfiction is good to be more smarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't read that much anymore, as you know, because Audible, who's a longtime sponsor of our shows, I started listening to audiobooks 18 years ago, and I never looked back. So I should, you know, honorable mention to Audible, of course. Just got the new Robin Williams biography.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. Really interesting.
I heard him interview the author.
Yeah. David Itzikoff. I, you know, in Japan, when I travel, I like to listen to books for the region, so I was listening to Shogun.
They are all my sons in the blessed Lord Jesus.
Lovely, lovely reader. And it just comes alive, these books, when you listen to them that way. You know, after you see the movie Ready Player One, if you haven't read the book,
Wade,
you can hear
Max
Will Wheaton
stuttered cheerily.
Reading
oh,
it.
Rise
and shine.
Yeah. But I want to show you another audiobook program, and a lot of people don't know about it. Cory Doctorow told me about this. All his books are on Downpour, which is similar to Audible. Pretty much has the same books, except for the ones Audible does a lot of their own recordings. So it has somewhat of the same books. And, you know, because most of the time, the new Thor Ragnarok is out. Most of the time, these books come from the publisher. So all the books that come from the publisher will be available on Downpour. Pretty much the same price. The one reason Cory Doctorow's books are on there is because he likes it because he says they don't put copy protection on it. Now, they do in some cases, but not in all cases, which means that you don't have to use their player to listen to it, and you can move it to other computers and stuff like that.
But it still costs money.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same price as Audible. And the software, frankly, the app is not as good, but I think it's good to have a second choice. Blackstone Audio, who records a lot of these books, is the publisher, but they're not the only books on here. Blackstone has. So I try to listen to the classics on Downpour because they're not copy protected. I figure I'm going to keep those on all my machines, that kind of thing. So I try to get long classics on there.
And then do they have a subscription?
They do. They have a similar. It's very similar to Audible. They also have rentals, which is unique. One of the reasons I started using Audible is because I never could finish a book in time to listen to the rentals. But if you want to save money, you can, you know, here's hot rentals. Let's see. I just out of curiosity. Apparently there are none. Hello, hot rentals. This is always a problem on iOS because Apple takes a cut. So a lot of the times these, maybe this is just a problem. Maybe it's just the app isn't. I have 4 credits available. I better get buying.
Yeah.
So that's 2 audiobooks, but I think you're thinking more reading.
Yes. Okay. So first I want to give you a tip. You recommended the book Robin that I've been wanting to read.
Really good book.
And so I think I want to read that, and then that immediately flies out of my head.
I could share it with you.
Well, you could share. I could say, hey, share that with me, or I could try this, which, cross your fingers, everyone. Hopefully this works. Add Robin to my to-read list.
You don't have the read list.
Yes, I do.
Should I create one?
Sure.
Now you have 2 read lists.
Let me try that again. I'm going to remove
that. I do that all the time, but I use drafts for that.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, remove it. Let me try again, because I think I have to say to read. Add Robin by Dave Itzkoff to my to read list.
Now
by David Scop. Robin by David Scoop. It's
the wrong
Dave
one.
Itzkoff. I don't even think that is a book. I think that's just what Siri thought.
So this is, now it's still using Siri, but that's where drafts, to me, drafts is really great. Because
okay,
you can type it, or I can say it if I want. I haven't used it on this yet.
Can you do it on your watch?
Add Robin, yes, to my to-read list. Now, you have the same problem.
Where I'm talking.
Because it says, add rubbing, yes, to my to-read list. But, and then, I'll get rid of that extra. And then, I have a to-read list. See, I have to-do shopping, and I'm going to save it to my I call it my recommendation list. So, it's a little bit, it's a little bit less, it's 2 steps. But I always get in the right list.
Well, see, the problem is I do have a to-read list. It's right there.
I know.
And I've added books. I've added things to it right there. Okay, here's another one that I tried. Let's try this. take a note with an applet.
Okay, I created a note.
No.
Siri is not the brightest tool in the shed.
What was the thing I was supposed to say? Hold on, I have it written down. Okay, yeah.
I hate her.
Take a note with an applet.
What do you want it to say?
Read Robin by Dave Itzkoff.
I found a few options.
Okay.
Which one are you looking for?
Quickly add to read books to a Google. Siri.
I hate you, Siri.
Yes.
I hate you with a passion that burns like the flame of a thousand suns.
A note. Here I'm using IFTTT, and then I did
it. Spreadsheet folder.
Okay, read Robin by Dave Itzkoff. And then I will be able to show you that. Yes, do that. And then let me see if I can find that spreadsheet. Books to read.
Oh, so it put it in a spreadsheet.
It put it in a spreadsheet.
Wow.
And told me when.
That's
so
sophisticated.
All the books I want to read, Dear Madam President.
That's nice.
Pride
an if this then that script you used.
Yeah, and then I have the link to the script. I don't know why I would need that, but what does that open? Just opens IFT.
IFT. If this then that is free.
Oh, and it tells me where I asked. So I'm like, oh
wow.
Yeah, Leo must have told me.
I did it at work.
Yeah.
And the only thing I ever do at work is do what Leo tells me.
Right, exactly. So
that's good.
Some ways to remember. Also, maybe just writing it down.
That's really handy. And that's why, you're right, that's why I use drafts, because the easiest thing, and I just do this all the time, I'm always talking to my watch, is press, and I made a little drafts complication on the front of my watch there. I just press this, and I can say, hello, remind me to polish the silver. Done. And now it doesn't go right into anything. It just goes into the drafts interface, which then at the end of the day, I go through it and I process it and drafts gives you fast ways to process it. This is the new drafts. By the way, I could just text that to you if I wanted to. See, for the people I text a lot, I have little direct texts. It's kind of like if this then that, because you can write scripts. So you can I just sent Henry a text to say, help me polish the silver. My son is going to be very,
Dad's
very
confused. Finally lost it.
Computers are such a pain in the butt.
Dave, it's golf.
It's golf.
All right, so let's talk
about... What do
you got? iBooks.
iBooks. Oh, we didn't even mention iBooks.
Yeah, iBooks is the Kindle for Apple. You can also get Kindle on Apple. So I think that I don't know anyone who only reads books on iBooks. Most people I know read Kindle, use a Kindle. But this is what iBooks looks like. And you can get free Emily Dickinson poems. So if you needed a reason...
There you go.
So this is...
One of the things I find iBooks the most useful for is saving manuals. So
PDFs.
you can take PDFs. Mm-hmm. Like if you're on a web, like I got the manual for the my camera. I can almost all these manuals you get printed maybe, but you can go online and get it and then share the PDF to iBooks.
Yeah,
and you have collections, but one of the things you can do is have all the PDFs. So these are PDFs that I've saved over time, like my Canon camera manual. And so I use iBooks in that way. I think it's really kind of even more useful, right? Oh, it's downloading it. So these are stored in the cloud, but that means they're available wherever I have iBooks available. So I think one of the things, you don't have to just use iBooks to buy books or to read books that you've purchased. You can put all your manuals on there as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's pretty cool. I really like that a lot. I do have a lot of books on
did
here.
Did you read the Steve Jobs biography on iBooks?
I believe I did. Now see it's downloading it, but I believe I did.
So some features of iBooks.
It's pretty, isn't it?
Yeah. You can do a night theme, auto night theme, scrolling view. So scrolling view is actually better because that looked weird. And when I had it on non-scrolling view.
Poetry is a little odd because of the formatting of poetry and stuff, but... At least it preserves it. Mm-hmm.
And do you have a favorite Emily Dickinson poem?
I think that I shall never read a poem as lovely as my tree.
Poem as lovely. Let's see.
Let's just say as lovely as a tree, I think. I shall never see.
The text.
Is that her? I think she wrote that. A poem
we're
as
searching
lovely
the web for
as
it
a tree.
That's Trees by... Well, maybe. I don't know.
Joyce Kilmer? No.
No,
that's
just
it.
A poem about a tree.
Yeah.
Trees is a lyric poem. So what else is there? Is there anything else to say about iBooks? I like to read, iMore does some great.
It is Joyce Kilmer.
Oh.
All this time I thought it was Emily Dickinson. I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. She said breast.
So everything that's in the public domain is free, so you could read.
So is that how you got Emily Dickinson?
Yeah. Huck Finn, Nature by Ralph Waldo
so
Emerson, Emma.
Is it on the iBook store and you just download
yeah.
it?
Yeah. You can search. So
that's cool.
Yeah, you can search
I didn't know about
for
that.
Free. So top charts, paid free. So Revenge Kisses is number one. So there's no pants required.
Thalia Laporte story.
Oh my gosh, no pants required.
It's Thalia Laporte. Biography.
Thank you. Finally, I have a title for the unauthorized or authorized biography.
So I have to say, I do think that iBooks is the prettiest, certainly on an iPad of the two. But for some reason, I still use Kindle, and I think it's because it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's iPhone, iPad, but it's also on my computer. It's also on my Android. It's everywhere where iBooks isn't.
Right.
So I generally, and maybe that's just because I read stuff on a variety of platforms. Maybe most people who are just, iPad users are going to use iBooks, right?
Do you have a Kindle that you use regularly anymore?
I do have a Kindle. I have the Oasis, which is really a nice, I think it's the Oasis. It's a newest, one of the newer Kindles. And it's really nice and light and easy to read. But see, so that's the thing is but I think the UI on Kindle is not great. You know, you have to... Oh, look, discover new books with Goodreads, the world's largest community of readers. Look at that. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So I'll put books on here. One of the things that's cool about Kindle, if you're an Audible subscriber, is that you can buy a Kindle version of the book you're listening to. For instance, Lincoln and the Bardo. You can listen to the audible narration, and it will highlight it at the same time as you're reading it.
Oh, that's which probably
is,
what I need.
Which is cool. Well, some books, like this book, I loved so much that I wanted to both listen and read it.
Oh, so did you buy it twice? Because I bought it
you
on
have
Audible.
To pay, but you get a discount.
Okay.
So you have to pay for both versions, but the Kindle version is about half off or something like that.
Okay.
So they want to encourage you to do that. And you can see why, if you're listening to it, this for instance, this passage here is a little hard to understand. The way they did this in the reading, which I thought was very good, is they had different actors.
Mm-hmm. Great actors.
Great actors. But you could see that in the book, they had to do it kind of like a script. And then some of it just doesn't, I think, come through as well in print. So it's lovely to have both the print and the... So here, watch. I'll show you what we can do.
Each upset. Every nation, race, rank...
So age, I like this. And I think height, for new readers, breath, young readers,
voice, pitch,
this might be a great way to help them read, right?
Fragrance.
I know your boys loved Lincoln and the Bardo.
They did love listening to it. And I've been trying to listen and read,
calling out,
but maybe I need to do both accent. Together.
See how nicely that works?
Garrett,
well, and that's the other advantage of doing it in...
There were cabinet members, senators, representatives...
See, a different actor. So that's how they did that. And it's a really nice Audible book.
State.
But and one of the best novels of the year. But
upset before them all.
How do I stop it?
11 o'clock. Mrs.
the user interface, as I said, not great, not great, not great, not great.
Every nation,
I know there's a way to stop.
Race, rank,
help me.
Not great. That's really where you where apples.
Nation, race, rank,
just read it again.
Height. Before
you could shut down the, at that point I would shut down.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
I have noticed that too. There's a lot. I just like there's
UI
a lot of
is hard. It's hard to get to the UI. Yeah. And I think the idea is that you're reading a book. They don't want to have the user interface get in the way.
Right.
They want it to be clean, but at the same time, I guess you know it's a trade off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trade off.
So one thing that iBooks won't ever give you is a discount on anything, really. I mean, they'll give you free things
See, Amazon's always
right.
doing that.
Yeah, well, like, no matter how many iPads and iPhones you get, the iBooks are still the same amount of money. But with Kindle, they have two plans. They have Kindle Unlimited and Prime Reading. Kindle Unlimited, you can do a 30-day free trial.
But the titles are limited.
Yes, very limited. I couldn't find anything
pretty
that
much
I wanted
crap.
To read. Well, then there's Prime Reading, which
now,
you
if you
read.
Like romance novels, Unlimited is a very good thing to do.
Right, and if you just want to read and you don't care
what
it
you're
is,
reading.
If you're not snobby like we
so
are.
So what do you get with Prime? I actually
Prime Reading is free, and that is an even smaller limited
right.
Amount. So let's...
I don't blame Amazon on this. This really has to do with the publishers saying,
yeah.
We don't want to do that.
Amazon would give everything away if
right.
they thought
if
they could get you.
Right.
So let's see. Prime Reading. Well, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
That's a good book.
There's some magazines as well.
You only get
there.
The first 6, though, with Prime.
Yes, that last habit.
You'll never know.
Get
no,
it.
I'm just kidding. You get all 7.
Yeah. So let's see.
Oh, I liked Atlas Obscura. I like Atlas Obscura. That's good.
So that was free. I did not pay for that. I own the book, but I think that I can't remember. I think
I
that
use
was
that
Prime Reading.
As a reference all the time.
Yeah, this is a great book. That's the other thing. It's great for if you have kids. Like this is a great picture.
Well, and because it's a reference, the searching features mm-hmm. are very handy. You showed how you could search in iBooks for mm-hmm. the Emily Dickinson quote that really was by Joyce Kilmer.
Right.
Was Emily Dickinson the one about the bird?
Hope is a thing with feathers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the poem. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Now it is.
No. Joyce Kilmer wrote the other one. Yeah, hope is a thing with feathers. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's all I know.
So, yeah, I think this came with Prime Reading. The Atlas Obscura.
Unless
I got it free because I bought the book on Amazon, which is entirely possible.
Yeah, you never know with Amazon. So it's, you know what? The Kindle is free and so is iBooks. You have iBooks if you have an iPad and it's good to have both, I guess. Like I said, the nice thing about iBooks, you could do this in Kindle, but it's a little harder. If you are on a PDF in Safari on a tab, you just share it to the iBooks and it's there. Now your PDF is there and it's everywhere you have, an iBooks app. With Kindle, you can email it to yourself, but it's just a little more complicated. So I kind of like the I store all my manuals in iBooks.
And I should say Prime Reading and Kindle Unlimited, that's for borrowing. So
you have
to return them, but they, you know, you can easily
return
them.
Which is weird because it's digital. I don't know.
I know.
It just means you can't have it. You have only like a certain number at a time, right? Something like that.
And for a certain amount of time. And only, yes, they only have a certain amount. That's the deal they make with the publisher, right?
Right.
That like they can't give it
to everybody.
It's
like going to the library.
Free. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of going to the library,
every library has an app.
A
lot of people recommend the library apps.
Yeah. So this is an app called Libby. And can you guess what this book is that I have?
We slept in a bed that had once been in the gymnasium. The floor was a varnished wood. No, I don't.
It's
a good first sentence.
No, not
50 Shades of Grey. No.
It's The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh.
Plus 50 Shades for snobs like us.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of is. If you don't like sex, it's good.
So, nice.
By the way.
Okay, so.
What app are we looking at now?
This is
so
called
confused.
Libby. And this is owned by Overdrive, which works with most libraries.
So this would be free, but you have the restraint, kind of same constraints that you have at the library. Like you only take out a few books. You only get it for 2 weeks or a month or things like that.
I don't know.
There's also copy protection on these books.
The last time you went to a library, because the library, you can take out like 30 or 40 books.
Really?
Yeah. You can take, there's not, I mean,
it's
there's
like
probably
all a, you can carry?
Pretty much.
Wow.
I haven't
been to the library in years.
Yeah. And then
who goes to the library anymore?
I do. I go once or twice a week.
Really?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Let's hear about that.
I love to read regular books. Like I'm not, and so I just, whenever I think of a book.
It's less expensive than buying it.
Mm-hmm. And then it takes up less room.
To have bookshelves, but you're right. It can get very expensive too. Yeah. We used to spend $100 a week on Abby because she would go through books at a huge pace.
I also shop
That's
at Copperfields.
That's why we started going to the library.
The bookstore.
Yeah, I like
the
to support the
bookstore.
Local bookstore. Good. That's nice. And you go to the Petaluma Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
You find they have books?
They do have books. They have a lot of books.
Do they have new books?
Do we need to take a field trip?
Yes, I think so. It's a nice library.
They have new
books. I haven't been there in ages.
They have old books. They have.
I usually just go there to bathe.
They have DVDs.
They do?
Yeah.
Really? Like movies?
Yeah.
Wow.
They have internet access.
I knew that. Yeah.
Okay, so here's how it works. Here's the books that I have out right now. Handmaid's Tale, Modern Lovers by Emma Straub, and The Ocean at the End of the Lane.
I'm being facetious because libraries are the best thing in the world. Don't ever think I'm not supportive of libraries. I think they're wonderful.
So I can open the book and read it right here.
There's
on my
much
iPad.
More to libraries than just books, you know.
It's true.
Yeah, nowadays.
Bathtubs, as you said.
No.
So you can, this is a pretty good interface.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Swipe.
You could read it in, this is the Libby app, or I could send it to my device.
So you could read it in iBooks if you prefer.
Yeah, or Kindle.
How do they copy protect it? That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Maybe
so
they're not. Oh, I want to read The Ocean at the End of the Lane. Yeah, is that good?
It is good. So send
I
to,
love
so
Neil
first
Gaiman.
Select your device. Yeah, just Kindle. They don't. I mean, but you're,
that's
why
nice.
Would you want
to
read
it right
in
to Kindle? Yeah.
Yeah. So you can send it right there, and so you have to have a library card. So that's my linked card, and then I can send
neat.
It to Kindle.
Oh, I got to go to the library.
You do, or just use this app, Libby.
Oh, you don't even need to go to the library to use Libby?
Well, you first
you
have to
card.
Get
it.
You must still have a library card.
No.
You really don't?
No.
Okay, so let's go to the library. What's a book that you were looking for? Well, let's see if they have Robin by Dave. It's
golf. Golf.
It looks like they do not. Oh,
yep,
there it is. Okay, so it's a popular book. I'm going to have to place it on hold. Like, even though it's digital.
Oh, they have a limited number of copies, yeah.
So I want to place
this
hold.
This all bugs me a little bit.
Well,
but I guess it's like a library. But we're in the digital domain now, really. You know, you could make it. There's infinite copies. It's not.
But it's free.
Yeah.
So they've bought, it's like music, you know.
I guess they bought the rights to a certain number
it's
of copies.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So I place hold.
Libby, Libby. And you should check with your library, of course, to see if it supports it. There are other choices out there.
And super easy. And then also the great thing about this is my problem with the library is I forget to return books. And you can't forget. They just return it.
They're just
not there.
They disappear.
Anymore. So, you know, I have place hold, and now I don't even need to tell Siri, because when it's ready, it's going to appear, and I can read it.
Oh, that's neat. It just appears.
Yep. Oh, you get an email.
Yeah, that's really nice. You're going to like it. It's good.
Yeah, I really like this app, too. It's a nicely... Overdrive was kind of a clunky app. If you've used that in the past, it was very... You know, it was one of those things you just suffered through because...
Exactly right, and that's one of the reasons, yeah. I don't... Like I said, I listen now almost exclusively. I rarely read anymore. Let me show you, though, the book that you can use for audio or, you know, printed books. The app that you could use for that, that you and I both use, called Goodreads. Mm-hmm. This is Amazon bought them. It's a social network for readers, which I think is really kind of fun. A great way if you're looking for I want to know what to read. You could follow people and see what they're reading. So this is stuff that's popular. This is a sponsored one, and then this is somebody I'm following. He just gave 4 stars to that book, 3 stars to that book. So if you follow people on here, and by the way, look, comics as well, cookbooks. I think this is a really great way to find new books. Here's the science fiction section. And you'll read people's ratings and reviews of it, which is great. Here's my books. And you can scan a book in if you want. Should I scan a book in?
Sure.
Let's say I wish, you know, it ties to Kindle, right? But it does not, as far as I know, tie to Amazon's purchases. I wish you could, if somebody knows how to do this. So here's the book I'm going to scan. It's The Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson. And you're just going to scan the barcode. You just put it right there on the camera. Look at that. How fast that came in.
That is fast.
I actually have read it. So with Goodreads, you choose want to read, currently reading, or read. You can share it. You can create new shelves so you can have different shelves. And now I've added that to the books that I've read on Goodreads. And I could even write a little bit of a review if I wanted to. You can add the dates. If you're really, you're compulsive about keeping track of stuff, you could say when you read it, things like that. Who's reading it and your friends, the community reviews. I think this is a really good little app. And I kind of always think I should use it more. I haven't put all my books in it. I could probably go through my library and scan all the books. That might be a worthy project of a long winter's evening.
Yeah.
So they that's Goodreads free.
Author events sometimes, like
do
author
they?
Chats
oh, that's neat.
And such. I like those.
And these are recommendations based. It's interesting. These are based on what I've been reading. So it has some recommendations for other things that I might want to read based on my list, which is really great.
Yeah, mine is very different than yours. My recommendations, I'm getting recommended The Perfect Nazi by Martin Davidson.
Hmm. I'm getting Samuel Butler, The Way of All Flesh. Yeah, this is actually great. I'm getting a lot of classics. You know, I have, for instance, all of the Master and Commander series, the Aubrey Maturin series, 18th century, 19th century sailing novels. And as a result, it's recommending C.S. Forrester's Hornblower.
Oh,
books,
that makes sense.
Which is a good recommendation. Actually, this is the first recommendation engine I've seen that actually is pretty good. It does a good job. Of course, I've got a lot of books in here, and the more books you put in.
Well, I think Amazon's recommendation engine is really good.
It always recommends stuff I bought already.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It knows I like peanuts in Bloom County. That's interesting.
Well, there used to be a time where everyone read and I would have lots of discussions about books with people and I could get recommendations. But now fewer and fewer people I know read. And so I end up going to Amazon when I really love a book. And, I do the whole, if you like this and you like this and this.
Nice.
It's all been very good. They have a lot of data.
Shall we join the 2018 Reading Challenge?
Yeah. Let's all, you out there, join it too.
How many books would you like to read in 2018? I want to read 24 books, 2 a month.
Okay, where do I go? Home, more, reading challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've read 2 books so far.
Join the challenge.
Don't recommend Primitive Lisp.
How many did you?
Lisp.
How many did
24,
you?
24, two a month. That's not too much.
I'm going to do 25.
Oh, you And you could share this on Twitter. You could change your goal. Oh, good. I'm going to read 26.
Okay. All right. You out there, join us. Tweet at me if you're joining us in the reading challenge.
I wish Goodreads. I feel like Goodreads is a little neglected. They do have ads every once in a while, and even in the recommended books. I like the idea, though. And if you have friends who read, it's a great way to share that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I have one more app that I just learned about through this. Have you heard of Wattpad?
No. What?
Okay. Wattpad is not just a reading app, but it's a writing app too. So there are people writing stories. These are stories that just people who are Wattpad members have written. So Creepypasta, let's look at that. I don't know what Creepypasta is, but apparently it's... So let's look at some scary stories. This might be too scary.
These
are all stories that people...
So it's like fan fiction?
Well, there is a fan fiction section. It's fan fiction.
Is the writing good?
The writing is, from what I've read, it's okay.
Okay.
And
it's nice to have somewhere. You know, the problem with writing is you don't really have an outlet unless you're a student in school to get better.
Yes, exactly. But let me show you this.
It's not like YouTube where you could put a bunch of bad videos up and get comments.
Right.
Or Flickr if you're a photographer.
So if you want to be a writer or you just like to read and comment on other people, if you want to join a community of other people writing whatever you know you're interested in. But I just saw this story in The Hollywood Reporter that Hulu picked up a story from...
No kidding.
From Wattpad. I think we have that link.
They optioned it for a TV show.
Yes. So Wattpad adaptation from Awesomeness TV, Kelsey Grammer's GrammarNet. So it's a supernatural thriller, light as a feather, based on a story by Zoe Arson.
And she's not published, but she's got 2.9 million reads.
Right. So
wow.
And I mean...
That's really neat.
Yeah. So it's a story about, you know, seven teenage girls playing... Did you ever play Light as a Feather, Stiff as
no.
a Board? You were never a teenage girl.
No.
Now I know for sure. No. I've always wondered.
How do you play that game?
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. You stand around with your hands, like one girl lays on the floor and you all put your hands under her. And then you say, light as a feather, stiff as a board, light as a feather, stiff as a board. And then you should be able to lift her up.
She just rises.
The magic is working correctly. It's sort of like Ouija board-ish.
Yeah. Wow, that's really cool.
Exactly.
Can we play that right now?
No. Yeah, you
how
lay
many,
down. You
how
lay
many teenage
down,
girls
Kevin?
Do you need to play light as a feather? Stiff as a
you don't.
Board.
You don't have to be a teenage girl. You can do it. We can get Debbie. I'm sure Lisa's back there.
I know you guys would drop me.
And then
me.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Wattpad. I'm downloading Wattpad right now.
Oh, you want to? We could write your autobiography in Wattpad.
Wait a minute. There's a subscription involved?
Yes, if you want to Prime. But you don't.
$6.
But you can do it free.
Wattpad Premium.
Premium features are different than the regular features.
There's a lot of Wattpad stuff in here.
Everybody's got a novel in them. They say.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a good one,
yeah,
but
yeah. Sometimes you just want to get it out.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
There you have it. Some really nice reading. Actually, yeah. One more reading app.
One more. Our sponsor.
Our sponsor, Texture. This is we didn't mention it, but really should have. Not all reading is books, right? Sometimes you want to read a magazine. Some of the best writing being done today is being done in magazines. And Texture lets you access them. It's kind of like Netflix for magazines. More than 200 of the nation's best magazines for $10 a month. What? What? How can they do that? Texture is awesome. It's gorgeous. It is such a good app that Apple bought it. Because it really, and you know, they're smart too, because it makes your iPad or your iPhone sing, but you could do it on Android as well. Technology is always changing. At one time, magazines, you know, they were groundbreaking, printed. I think the first magazines were in the 18th century, I think, like Ben Franklin, things like that. Now, thanks to Texture, you can read all your magazines without killing any trees. It's great for images. If you subscribe to National Geographic or Shutterbug, for instance, those are both on Texture. When you are, well, you know, I should open it up and show you. When you're using Texture to read these photographic journals, the images, you can zoom in on them. They're so good. Texture also has a great curated section. Here's the highlights. Stories just for me. Stories I might be interested in, which is great because it introduces you to magazines that you might not have heard about, like Sky and Telescope, The Astronomer's Workbench. I don't know how they knew that I would want to read that. You can get daily news, and of course, this week it's all about Meghan Markle and the royal wedding. Let's watch. You can if I want to see more. Oh, I can zoom in, and so if you like to pixel peep, if you're a photographer and you want to really look at details, you can zoom in. Also, it's great for reading because, you know, you can make the text big too. That's stuff you can't do in a print magazine. There's also video. I just think this is the best way. And at Time Magazine, the Atlantic, PC Magazine, the New Yorker, get all your favorite magazines without breaking your coffee table, without the guilt of all that unread stuff. Texture.com/twit to get your free 7-day trial. Oh, Samantha Bee. I love her.
She is great.
Don't you love her? This is a fascinating article, by the way. It really gives you a sense of who she are. Is every page, by the way, including the ads, I don't know, some people really like the ads, every page in the magazine of the newsstand and magazines and plus the old ones. Now, Adweek's a really good example for me because I don't, this is our business, right? But I don't subscribe to it. But every once in a while, there's something like this great Samantha Bee article where I really want to read it. This is actually all about the disruptors, and I'm one of them, I think. I mean, I'm not in it, but because they're all women. But I feel
and
like...
as we learned, you've never played Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board, so you can't be in it.
Actually, I'm sorry. I'm an interrupter, not a disruptor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Texture.com/twit. And if you sign up right now at texture.com/twit, you'll get a free 7-day trial. Free 7-day trial right now. Texture, TexTure.com/twit. We thank them so much for their support of iOS Today.
All right. You can't tell because we have a table, but there's a soapbox under here that I'm standing on now.
I thought you'd look a little taller than usual. What's your
parenting?
Oh gosh!
And iPhones.
Don't do it. Oh, no, that's not where it's not where you're going.
Well, I mean, really, if you, it's not for the faint of heart.
Not for the faint of heart.
Three teenagers now officially, and they all have iPhones, and they use them in all different.
Was there a birthday recently?
Well, in April, yeah, in April the boys turned 13, as did Twit. They're the same age. Three teenagers. So they all use their technology in different wonderful and inspiring and completely dangerous ways.
Wait, you're saying Huck and Mello were born the same time Twit was?
Yes, don't you remember? This is the story that you like to tell, which may or may not be true, that when you recorded the first Twit in 2005, you were going to call me, but I had newborn twins, so you didn't.
A baby, I think that's true.
You were going to call the lady, but you didn't.
That's why it took us another 10 years to get a woman on Twit.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's not true. Anyway, so it's difficult, and it requires constant vigilance, but not snooping.
Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? So, for instance, you got to encourage them to lock their phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you must insist that you have the passcode, right?
Right, and then another password to remember. Ugh. But yeah, you. But also
because you want to be able to, you want them at least to feel like at any time you could examine what they're up to.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think teenagers especially need a private place. They need a place they can, you know, talk about stuff that their parents aren't snooping on them.
And they
it's a big challenge.
And they need to earn that kind of freedom sometimes. Or,
maybe, yeah. I think they should get it, but they can lose it.
Right.
If they don't behave responsibly.
But
then they
might have
to earn it back.
Exactly. And I have tried every app, every service, every promise to be able to keep track of what your kids are doing. None of them work.
Is Annabella driving yet?
No.
When she's driving, then you have the whole nother... issue of not letting them text while they're driving, keeping them...
One foot in front of the other. One day at a time, Leo. We're not there yet. So you can't outsource that to any kind of technology. The kind of you just can't. There's nothing. And we've learned again, TeenSafe. Did you hear this story? TeenSafe was an app.
And they turned out
to have leaked thousands of user passwords.
This is so frustrating.
Because one of the things with many of these apps is you have to turn off certain features that Apple builds in order to protect you. You have to turn them off so that you can get access to your kid's iPhone if you want to use technology in order to monitor them, which is why I just think it's ridiculous. You gotta have some trust. You got to do the hard work, and you got to talk to your kids. You're not going to save it with any kind of app, especially this TeenSafe that leaked 10,000 customer records.
That's so frustrating. Yeah.
So yeah, they released Apple IDs. Like Apple has these protections in place for you, but they haven't turned them off.
So, I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, as the app, but I think they probably got leaked from there.
You had to turn off two-factor in order to use this app. And so, yeah, That's because...
Okay, no, Apple shouldn't have approved it.
Well, two-factor isn't required on...
But it wouldn't work unless you turn off iCloud second factor.
Because I want it, because it's designed so that I can look at your iPhone.
Well, I have to think Apple might be having second thoughts about that policy.
Right.
Because that's not, I don't think you should ever have an app be allowed to say you need to weaken your security if you're going to work with us. That's not okay. And Apple has methods for applications, I believe, has methods for applications still to link up with you, even with two-factor turned on. They can give you a token and all that. That's not good.
Right. I mean, the idea is that you want to be able to, I mean, this TeenSafe, I'd never heard of it, so it probably wasn't very good, you know?
Well, we know it wasn't very good.
Right. But it wasn't, I mean,
It's built by parents. There's the problem.
We're idiots. That's the problem.
You know what? It'd be better if it were built by programmers, maybe? Just, I'm saying, just thinking.
You can be a programmer and a parent at the same time,
Leo.
Okay.
It stored the data in the clear on the Amazon cloud. That's about as bad as you can get.
Yeah. So just be careful with these apps that, I mean, many of them are just preying on the anxiety that you have.
Yeah.
So TeenSafe. Oh,
that's a depressing story.
It is.
Recommended by the Rosie O'Donnell on The View.
Mm-hmm. And the New York Post. Noted tech experts at the New York Post.
Well, the Post, I wouldn't. But, you know, if Rosie O'Donnell comes on The View and says, I use this for my five teenagers, that's probably 1 million people.
Yeah.
You know, said, oh.
Moving on.
That's why we're very careful about what we recommend.
Yes.
Not that we couldn't be bit by that, because you can't, you don't know necessarily if the security practices are good or not, just using an app.
Yes. Yeah. So what would you guess the most popular payment app is?
Cash.me.
No.
Square Cash.
No.
Apple Pay?
No.
What?
Starbucks.
Yeah. That's not a surprise.
Starbucks.
Actually. Come to think of it. Yeah.
They have more users than Apple Pay. They're going to have 23.4 million users by the end of the year. More than 40% of online payments, that means like in-store online payment, mobile payments, not online payment, mobile payments, are from the Starbucks app.
Holy cow.
And Starbucks is
40% of all online payments are through the Starbucks app.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Mobile app. Mobile payments, not online payments.
Mobile.
In-store mobile payments.
Oh.
In-store mobile payments. So that's people with a phone. Any in-store, like more than the CVS app or more than Apple Pay. I mean, that's what's crazy. More than any kind of Android Pay or.
I used Apple Pay the other day. The guy had to say, now tap your watch at this, not that. I'm tapping it on the screen.
You don't tap it. You just press twice on the button.
Yeah, press twice, and then you still have to hover it.
Yeah, hover.
Okay, tap, hover. I mean, and he said, no. Just put it up there. I said, oh, I'm new to this.
I know. Where was that?
Staples.
Oh.
Okay, here's a little complete digression. I needed to buy a router, and I needed it today. So normally you'd buy it on Amazon, right? Actually, I checked even on Amazon. It's very hard to find a router that's not Wi-Fi. Very hard. And I went to Staples. I thought, well, they'll have a cheap $40 or $50 router. No, they're all Wi-Fi. And they're most of them in the hundreds and hundreds of dollars, not even the mesh stuff. I used to think, oh, you know, I feel bad. Eero is expensive. It's not expensive. You can get a $500 non-mesh router now. And so I was at Staples and I bought a router that's had Wi-Fi, but I just disabled the Wi-Fi. Good luck trying to figure that out as well.
Why did you need that?
It's a long story. Lisa wanted hardwired internet in her home office because she'd been using the Wi-Fi. But as you know, if you're doing calls over Wi-Fi, they drop out from time to time. So I said, well, we'll put hardwired in there. But I had to move everything in there and I had to get her a router and all that stuff.
But what was wrong with just having the Wi-Fi? Like, she could hardwire into it, but then what's wrong with having the Wi-Fi? The Wi-Fi would disrupt
it. Well, I don't want a third Wi-Fi signal in the house.
Oh. Makes sense.
It's bad enough I have two. So, anyway, that's the story. That was a real digression. Didn't help anything. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah, so Starbucks.
That's why I was at Staples.
So,
by the way, I cannot go in Staples without buying a lot of other stuff, including Staples.
Did you need Staples or you just want to buy Staples?
But I bought all pencils, post-it notes, mouse pads. I can't go in there. I thought I didn't like shopping, and then I found Staples.
Why would you want to go in there and not buy anything? Everything in Staples is wonderful.
It's all cool stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
Shredder.
They should sponsor us. We've just said a lot of nice things about them.
That was easy.
Yeah, so...
They have a lot of moleskines.
They do?
They do.
Moleskins.
Moleskins, however you say that. They got a ton of them.
Let's see. Okay, here's an interesting story that is iOS related in that it has to do with an app, the scooter thing. Did you read this story in The Atlantic about the bird hunters?
Yeah. This is out of control. If you, so I first noticed this when we went down to Santa Monica.
Uh-huh.
And there are, it's the city, it's so sad. It's strewn with scooters. You can't walk because there's scooters all over the sidewalk, everywhere. These are rental scooters. You activate them with a smartphone. You drive them around, and the idea is you just leave them when you're done. You mm-hmm. get off, you hop off, and you leave it, mm-hmm. which means there's scooters everywhere. Now it's become more of an issue because they just moved up to San Francisco. They say, you know, they put them away at night. They come around, they drive around with a truck, and they put them away at night. But the problem is there's more than one company now doing it. Lyft just applied to do it. They want to do scooters, too. Look at this.
Okay, so this is that's old news, Leo. The bird hunter story is about the culture that's come with charging them. Because you get money for charging them. So when we were in San Francisco last week.
You get paid to charge
yes,
them?
Yes. We were in San Francisco, and there was this hippie guy with, like, you know, tie-dye bumper
stickers. This
guy
is a turd hunter we're seeing here?
Bird hunter, not turd hunter.
Okay.
So I saw this guy, total hippie, long hair.
Oh, this is your video?
No, this is from the Atlantic story.
So he got a bunch of birds, and he's riding them over to his house to charge them.
Or riding them anywhere where he can charge them. So this is
how much do you get for charging?
I don't
them?
Know. That's a good question. Anyone know how much you get?
So
for charging
I thought
them?
They collected them and charged them at night.
I don't know about that. I think they're just. I've seen them late at night on the streets. The crazy thing was there was this guy, and he was. Just looked like he, you know, lived through the 60s, and
it's now the new recycling aluminum can.
Yeah,
thing.
Exactly. And I said to Anthony, because I said I need to interview that guy because that's the guy that's interesting, the guy that like wanted to, you know, live through the 60s,
so
but now someone else
this
is
week on
done
triangulation.
Yes, exactly. But no, Taylor Lorenz in the Atlantic already took my story, but this is
what a
fascinating.
Strange thing. I had no idea.
I know.
And I do think that these, on the one hand, it's great because you can, you know, just get a scooter and ride it. But they're trashing the city. They're everywhere.
They're not really everywhere in San Francisco because San Francisco is now cracking down on them. Like I looked around for them and you had to really scope them out. And it's a lot of tourists, certain areas of the city.
I mean, the idea is good. I mean, I'm not against the idea.
Well, I prefer them to the bikes that are all, you know, they're all like.
But
city.
Those are all in a rack at least.
Right.
Right.
And they're, yeah, except for then it's just like a huge billboard. Because they're all, you know, owned by Citibank or something like that.
Oh, right. They do have, yeah, they do. You're right. Let me just show you. I have a picture.
Oh, yeah. You
there
show
you
your
go.
Photo.
I was in the city, and actually there was a tragic accident. I got hit by a scooter. It's just terrible.
Did you wash yourself off with rubbing alcohol after laying on the ground?
You know. I'm starting to get on the ground. And Jerry says, there's a wet spot around that lamp. I don't think you really want to lie down there. But I am so committed to my art that somebody said, you didn't put your face on the sidewalk, did you? Yes.
A little blur.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. But that you can see it's a little damp around that.
Was that you?
No. Although it does work with the picture overall. These are not birds. This is another company's scooters. That's part of the problem is you have multiple companies competing for the scooter space.
Mm-hmm. But if, you know, if Twit doesn't work out, bird hunting
I like
future.
It. So, like you find a public plug?
You pick them, yeah, I guess. Or
what is the charger, though? What kind of charger do they use?
That's a good question.
Do you have to have a special bird charger?
I don't know. That's a really, all these are good questions that I'm sure Taylor Lorenz could answer for us. But
bird hunting. That's funny.
All right. Funny. My product of
that
the week.
That is lovely. What is that?
This is the pad and quill portfolio.
Oh, you're a pad and all in on pad and
I'm
quill.
I'm all in on pad quill. And quill. It's real.
Are they sending
leather.
You stuff now for free?
I send it back.
Okay.
I had the iPad case. I sent it back. Okay. And they send me this and I'll send it back.
I've sent them a lot of money. Actually, No, it's expensive because it's nice leather. But this is, what does this
do? So this is a cord organizer. So
The whole thing is just a cord organizer.
Yeah, and also Apple Pencil.
Oh, a pencil pouch.
This is why I thought it was worth checking out. Not only because there's, you know, cord organizing, which we've had lots of things. Look at this for SD cards.
Oh.
I really like that because that's what we bring our GoPro on vacation, and then I'm just always hiding the card somewhere. I really like that feature, and then you can put more things inside here. And this pouch is big enough for bigger things, bigger items in there. So
Pad and Quill does great stuff.
The Pad and Quill Folio Cord Organ. I haven't done a good job. You can tuck them in here.
Yeah, I noticed.
let's tuck it in here. So there, and there's, these are headphones.
This reminds me a little bit. There's a company called This Is Ground.
Oh yeah,
this and I Ground. Like their stuff too. This is, they call this their tech dop kit because it's kind of like a dop kit, but it holds all your tech. But that, look how much, $229.
This one's only $89. Yeah. So but compared if to you, this is
for expensive leather goods.
You know, I have that, and I put my makeup in it.
This Is Ground. You have that.
Mm-hmm.
You have the tech dop kit, and you keep makeup in it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you have this?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I guess I'm not telling you anything you don't already know.
That I really do like This Is Ground.
I have one of their backpacks. That's quite nice. Yeah. Nice leather.
I keep makeup and cords in it.
Wow. That can't, $925. I don't think I have that one.
No. Whew. Maybe. I remember you were...
I was all in on This Is Ground for a while.
Okay.
Ritual wash kit.
Ooh, what's a ritual wash kit?
It's okay, so they have a dop kit for tech, but instead this is... Oh, look, it's got a Quip toothbrush in it.
It's a tech dop kit for
your... For actually dop kit.
Yeah.
It's got a Quip toothbrush. Isn't that cute?
Oh, that is cute.
That's nice. Their stuff is a little pricey.
But it's real leather. And, I mean, Pad and Quill is just a couple that started the company.
I love Pad and Quill. And I love the leather. If you have a leather fetish.
I do.
I do, too.
Okay. So, the mystery of the Apple Watch weather apps. Now, weather apps are not a big deal to us because...
There's a million of them.
The weather is pretty much always the same here. It's not something that we need to be concerned about. But we got an email from Tim...
Sorry, I was just showing Thunderly. This is a new app that shows thunderstorms in your area.
Is there an Apple Watch app?
We don't ever have any.
No, we don't.
No.
Okay, so Tim from the cornfields of Northern Illinois.
Okay, I'll
Illinois,
stop.
Illinois.
Illinois.
Illinois, stop the noise.
Stop the noise.
Right. I have both Dark Sky and Wonderground.
Two great weather apps
on my iPhone 7
yep.
Plus.
Yep.
We have severe weather here in Northern Illinois and want to be prepared, especially during tornado season.
Yeah.
When I use the Dark Sky app on my watch in a face, it does not update regularly.
Huh.
Weather Underground will work for a while in the same scenario. And then when you force touch it, it's black, dark, nothing there. Is it me? Do they not cooperate as apps in a watch face? Or do they do okay when you click the crown and touch the app, so to speak? Are there any weather apps you or Leo would recommend?
Well, Apple's own weather app, of course, works with the Apple Watch.
Well, a lot of them do. I made a little Apple Watch face with all weather apps. Show me what you use.
Well, the only one I have, I was just checking, is Apple's weather. And you can have up to 20 cities in there. It'll do your current location as well. It is, you know, it's hard. It's not, this is not a great user interface.
Mm-mm.
It's hard to kind of see. That's the 10-day forecast, the current forecast. This might be a little bit of an easier display. Maybe, you know, but it does update. I mean, this is up to date, so.
And do you use a watch complication ever?
No. Yes, actually, I have from time to time. Right now I have the calendar there, but it's very easy to customize this and have the weather in it, mm-hmm. right?
I made a watch face that has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weather app complications just to compare.
Oh, wow.
So my first question is...
That's a lot of weather.
If you have a weather app complication, why would you not include the weather on it? So take a look at mine, Kevin. Only this one has the weather. Like, this one just has, I think this is dark skies.
It's a picture of dark sky.
And this is a cloud. Yeah. And this has the weather here. And the AccuWeather is just simply not working right now for whatever reason. Well, you have to set them up.
Then. It's not just him.
Yeah. So, for me, let's start with weather complication. have the weather, because I don't want to have to press on my watch to see
Dark
Sky
is just using it as an icon so you can launch Dark Sky. That's
So
a lot of apps do that. I don't find that a useful
I don't find that useful either. So Dark Skies is a great app on the iPhone and the iPad, but not so much as a complication. So yeah, it works that way, but this one is the, which one? This is Weatherbug. So Weatherbug's pretty.
That's
have
pretty
you ever
good.
Used Weatherbug?
Weatherbug is an old timer. I used Weatherbug for years.
It has a pretty, it has the pollen count.
That's nice. UV. I do like that. We need that here. We don't get weather here, but we get pollen.
So yeah, Weatherbug I think is my favorite. I don't even know what this one is with a cloud. That's just
Apple Weather will tell you if it's a complication, depending on where you put the complication. Remember, complications sometimes can be longer or shorter, depending on
where you put it.
But with the longer Apple Weather, it'll tell you the temperature and the the cloudy or rainy or whatever.
So I tried some more. What other ones did I try? I tried that's AccuWeather not working.
Is this the Info Watch Face? This is a lot of weather.
It's the modular watch face. So okay. Carrot Weather.
Carrot Weather is the snotty weather. It's the snarky weather. But you need a lot of space for snark.
Yeah. So, well, this one isn't snarky here. It just says feels like 57 degrees, which is good. I like the feels like. Hopefully you can see that okay. I know it's small. But his problem is he's already paid like $15 for weather apps and he doesn't want to buy another one. I don't know if we've solved
I think Apple
problem.
Needs to, in the App Store, be a little, not merely say watch app available, but actually have an image of the watch app. Don't you think that would be helpful?
And
its complications.
Yeah, and whether it works.
I'd like to know whether, so his problem wasn't that you couldn't see it, it was just it wasn't updating.
Yeah.
It wasn't communicating. That may also, that may be more unique to his situation, because remember, the watch doesn't do anything. It communicates to the phone. So if it can't communicate easily with the phone, if you don't have a great connection to the phone, that might be problematic. It might be that a Series 3 Apple Watch would do a better job of that. I haven't had any updating issues with my weather apps. But that may have more to do with your connectivity to your phone. The older Apple Watches did a terrible job of updating stuff on the phone. It was very slow.
Try Weatherbug, because that's the one that
I like. Yeah.
And the other thing is, though, if you're going to, I know I recognize that it's frustrating to have it paid for an app that doesn't work, but I would say email the developer for Dark Sky. Just try to contact them and say, this doesn't work.
They're owned by Weather Underground now, I think.
Oh, they are? Dark Sky?
I think so, yeah.
But I think that they...
maybe I'm wrong on that. It's Jack Adam says...
The free apps might be using your data in a questionable way, because that's the deal with weather apps. You want your location. You're freely giving away your location wherever you are, not just using the app. So if it is free, then they might be, free isn't necessarily better in terms of privacy, I would say. But there are so many, and it's a shame. I just think the Apple Watch app ecosystem is really lacking.
I was wrong. Dark Sky is not owned by Weather Underground. They're very different. It's kind of cool. It's just a couple of guys in Cambridge.
Couple guys.
Well, it was anyway. But, yeah.
Okay, we got another email from Kevin. Not this Kevin, but another Kevin. Asks, does Google have an app on iOS for listening to podcasts? That was interesting.
No, and that's an interesting distinction. Somebody was saying, we don't see your podcast in the Google Music app. And it's true on iOS.
Google Play Music. There is a Google Play Music app on iOS,
but it doesn't do podcasts, which is very strange because, I'll show you the difference. So here's the Google Play Music app on iOS. And if you browse, you just get top charts, new releases, and browse stations. But if you run the Google Play Music app on Android, you got a whole podcast section. You can browse to podcasts, and we're in it. By the way, we're in the podcast section. Just in case you're interested, all the Twitch shows are. So, I'm a little disappointed. I guess I'm not sure why Google doesn't do that. They have podcasts at Google Play Music. You can get them on the desktop for sure, and on Android. But for some reason, they don't do it on iOS.
I use Pocket Casts.
Awesome, just acquired.
Mm-hmm. By NPR and This American Life and a bunch of other public radio.
Nervousness about that.
Yeah, it is not free, but it's not a subscription either, which is nice.
Yeah, and I bought it because one of the things Pocket Cast does that I think you want is it once you set up an account, it will save your subscriptions. When you install, when you get a new phone, it'll automatically copy them over. If you have multiple phones, as I do, it'll copy it over. And of course, if you're using an iPad and an iPhone, it'll copy it over. And that's nice because you subscribe once, but your podcasts show up everywhere.
Yeah, because there's nothing more frustrating than like using a different podcast app on a different device.
And it picks up where you left off.
Yes, that is.
That's actually for our shows. That's really important because our shows are long.
And they have a great watch complication that I use.
I haven't used that.
I love it because sometimes when you're driving a car and you're stopped at a light and you want to change the podcast you're listening to, then
you can just
can
do it from right there.
Do that. So, yeah. So, like, I have a starred list of podcasts. That's how I do it. So, and I have them all here.
Now, and you're a runner. So, do you listen to music from your watch as you run or podcasts? Or do you, or are you only using it as a way to control the phone?
I only use it as a way to control. Because I mean, I guess I could do that, but I never have.
Funny, I have music on my watch, but I've never played it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have some. I
almost always have my phone with me.
Yeah. I mean, because what are we without our iPhones?
Nothing.
Really. I think it's time for us to put our press hats on.
Are we both going to be journalists today?
We both. I had a news app that I was going to pick for my app cap, and then you also picked a news app.
But they're different news
apps.
They're
different, yeah.
Okay, press photographer in the news department.
I really wish that when we went to conferences and stuff, we would get this instead of the, like, you know, the thing around the neck.
This is an actual press pass I have in here. Police department, city of Duluth.
Mine says press photographer news department.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing for the city of Duluth.
All right, so
mine's rather jaunty, I might add.
I think mine is also jaunty. Mine is, I think, the Breaking Bad hat.
Yeah, Heisenberg. Yeah. Heisenberg, the press photographer.
Yeah. But it matches my outfit, which John is always careful to match.
He's just good about
my
that.
Hat to my outfit. Yeah. App cap.
Pork pie hat. We wear hats so that we can show you apps.
Mm-hmm. And because we look jaunty in apps. I mean, caps.
This is good for my
My app cap is Cappuccino.
I love Cappuccino.
It's a news reader.
Oh.
And it's new from the people that made Airmail. Do you use Airmail?
Yeah, Airmail's good.
Okay. And I really like it on the iPhone, but I'll show you it on the iPad. So I've picked all my news sources, 9to5Mac, Ars Technica, CNN, Gizmodo, VentureBeat, Verge. I mean, you could add more. It's not just for tech news. I could, if I was really into getting the latest agriculture news, the latest DIY movie
I like
news.
It that you can do that, actually. That's
yes.
good.
So I just want, I mean, I'm interested in other news, but for this, I just want to have tech news. And so here it is. So I can get the latest by just scrolling down, and then it will update to the latest news. So this is all from different sources. It's not really updating me. Okay. So it's pretty. I can see what the source is. I wish I could see more of the headline, but I do like it. And then if I want to read the article, it's not going to open in the app. It's an Apple Watch face store could liven things up. What? That's just what we were talking about.
It's just they're making it up. That's link bait. That worked.
Yeah. So it did work. I clicked on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I like, let me show you it in the iPhone app that I really like.
Yeah, actually really.
Doesn't recognize me with this hat
I use news more on the phone.
Yeah.
Than I do because I'm looking for a quick fix. If I want to sit down and do news, I guess I could do it on my iPad,
mm-hmm.
but I generally will do it on my phone.
So it's like Twitter. This is so satisfying, isn't it?
I might have to get this. This looks good.
Cappuccino. It is free, but then there's a premium version.
Ad free, I presume.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the articles are going to have ads in them because it opens obviously. To the article.
Nice.
So, Cappuccino.
So it's a news reader, or did it gives you choices of topics?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you call it a news reader?
Well, traditionally a newsreader like Google Newsreader, which got killed, is taking a feed. You subscribe to the, just like subscribing to a podcast, mm-hmm. the RSS feeds for publications. And so that actually can look very different because sometimes publications only put four or five lines of an article in the feed and stuff like that.
So I guess, yeah, maybe it isn't really a newsreader because
well,
you just see the headlines.
Nobody uses newsreaders anymore, you know?
It's like tech meme, but faster. And
I'm going to try this.
Made
Cappuccino.
By robots. Cappuccino.
I wanted to mention Google has updated its news. And this is really confusing because Google has two news apps now. This is the old, and you may already have it on your phone or your iPad, the old Google Play Newsstand. So at Google I.O. a couple of weeks ago, they announced that they were going to take that app and reshape it. And I actually really like what they've done with it. It's interesting. Apple, Google, Microsoft, everybody is trying to solve this problem of how do we get good journalism onto these devices. So I haven't used it on the iPad before. It would like to send me notifications. I'm going to allow. I like breaking news notifications. So the first thing it does is it gives you your top five stories. And that's based on what you've been reading. That's kind of the algorithmic news stuff. What I do have to say I like is that in every case, there's a button. And it, you know, it's a little hard to understand what that is. But this button is giving you full coverage of any given story. So what it does is it pulls all the articles from all the sources. And what they say is, and I think this is really interesting. Google says the For You section is algorithmic. You're going to see something that's tailored to your interests. But as soon as you go to the full coverage or the headlines, everybody will be seeing the same thing. In other words, the conversation will have a common ground. And I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I like that idea that they're not favoring any particular source. Now, you do control it somewhat because there's a favorites section where you can view and manage your topics. So you can see the topics I picked, which are fairly limited and silly. The sources, and you know, if you don't like a source, you're getting news from sources, you know, a source you don't like. It's all the usual suspects, but you could take those out. I like this because it will also get your zip code and give you local news. I'm learning more about my town, Petaluma, than I have in a long time because it's pulling in the Petaluma stuff.
What's the news in Petaluma?
Well, it's been shocking. You know that fence that was down over there on Gossage? Well, they fixed it. I have to say I'm very happy with the changes they made. By the way, they did keep the feature that the original program had was a way to subscribe to magazines and newspapers. And I'm glad Google's still doing this. It's all through the app, kind of like Apple does it. And they give you a lot of choices. There's free stuff and there's paid stuff. So it'll say when there's a subscription available and you can buy it. Actually, they don't on iOS. That's interesting. So, again, because Apple takes a cut, a lot of companies don't want to do sales through iOS. Mm-hmm. So I'll show you the equivalent newsstand on that's very interesting on Android. They show the paid as well as the free stuff, and you could subscribe to the LA Times right in there through the app. I guess they don't want to do that on Apple because they even have subscription sales. So that is one thing that's not quite as good on iOS. Google's done it again. They've done it again. But otherwise, the headlines, and I really like this button, the full coverage button.
Yeah, me too, because so much of tech news now is one story rewritten by 10 people, and it's nice to be able to see who wrote it first or
right.
who wrote it best
right.
to really get the most details. Right.
So Google's mixing their expertise in algorithmic news search with a more complete point of view, and I think that's a really good way to do it. I think it's a really good way to do it.
That save to later feature is always nice, but I never use it.
Yeah, like I do save, use it.
And then you really go later to look at it?
Well, what I'm trying to, you know, what I want to do, yeah, I don't use it on here, because what I want to do is save it for the shows.
Yeah.
So I end up using share, and I share it to Pinboard, which is my bookmarking utility. But that's built in, too, so that's nice.
I really like this. I don't know. Now I feel like mine, Cappuccino.
I like yours, too.
If you want to stay out of the Google, you know.
Yeah. I like yours, too. I'm gonna do Google both. But I have to. I wanted to point out, because people have had this app forever, you may already have it installed. You probably do. because it was their newsstand. And it had some news in it, but I think they've revamped it and made it, I think, quite good.
I just used it on the web. I didn't ever use the app.
Right.
But I always use that during my research.
Here's full coverage of the new Spectre. So, you know, we're interested in this. This is a big story for us. It's nice to see all the sources and see all the different coverage. Yeah, see how the coverage. Here's the timeline. I think this is a really nicely done app. Yeah. So, but I'm going to add Cappuccino, too. I think they're both good. You can never get too much news.
You can never get too much news.
You can easily get too much news these days. All right. Those are our apps.
What are we going to talk about next week? I like how we prepare.
Is this the new thing where we say ahead of time?
What do you want to talk about next week?
Should we do Father's Day?
Oh, yeah. Fathers and graduations.
Dads and grads, say in the radio ads.
Dads.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right. Next week, Father's Day ideas, apps your dad might like. Mm-hmm. And as a dad, I have some ideas there.
Okay, good. Dads.
I wasn't a teenage girl, but I was a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we thank you for joining us.
Still are a dad.
What? I still have children? You always have children. We do the show every Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time. Mm-hmm. That'd be about 1600 UTC if you want to stop by and watch. We'd love it. You can go to twit.tv/live. If you do that, make sure you join the chat room, too, because they're, they're lonely people.
Mm-hmm.
And they would love to have some visitors. irc.twit.tv.
They're not lonely people. We couldn't do this show without them. Also,
We actually could.
We couldn't. I say we couldn't. Okay, but here's something I'm trying to start. Hit us up. Get it? Hit us up. Like HMU, hit me up. Like HMU.
Who?
Hit me up. I mean, the kids these days, they say HMU.
Hit me up.
Hit me up. Hit us up.
I just learned what is that thing they write with the F?
FML?
Not FML.
Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the one where I got the feels? It gives.
Oh, yeah. All the feels.
Feels when? TFW.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I just learned what that meant.
Really?
I see TFW all the time.
And you just never had
the
curiosity.
I just gloss over it because I know it's something I don't want to know. And now I really wish I hadn't. The feels when?
Yeah. Like how you feel when?
That feeling when?
Yes, queen. What could people do if they wanted to be a part of this fine program? Hit us up.
Hit us up.
It's not going to go.
Well, honestly, it's HMU. Hit me up. You ignore everything. You don't even care what TFW stands for.
Hit us up.
Yeah. Who?
Who?
MeganIntro.tv. Megan at twit.tv, at Megan Maroney on Twitter. Send me TFW when Leo interrupts me.
If you record it as a video with your first name and city and 30 seconds or less, we might even air it.
Yeah, we will, probably. I mean, unless you use profanity. Seriously, send it. I don't know why you're not.
We're so desperate. It doesn't matter what you say. Just don't use profanity.
Advertise your product. I don't care. Send me a video.
No, don't.
Please.
No, just ask a question or make a comment or suggestion or a tip. Tips are very well welcome. Very much.
Yeah, we get tons of emails. Why aren't you sending videos? That's what I want to know. I mean, I know
you
a lot of
email,
people
get email, but we want, we, yeah.
People
but
are
you
busy.
Can do it on your phone.
Yeah.
Hey, Megan and Leo. This is Leo calling from Petaluma.
Are you not sending them because you're afraid Leo will make fun of you? And
yes, you should. I will.
Okay. That's it.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Woo!